Craig, I guess, goes without saying, that's a disappointing defeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit shocked, bit stunned at the moment. Hasn't sort of sunk in, really. But, yeah, that was disappointing. We dominated most of the game. I think probably 2 or 3 hours they were on top and they made us pay. I think the partnership this morning from Foster and Wagner, I think that just took a bit of a wind out of our sails. And then, you know, I think they just showed why they're where they are. You know, that, you know, they bowled really well at us. You know, not making excuses, but they were pretty good. You know, some of those deliveries were, you know, pretty much unplayable. And when you get blown away, you know, when you're 29 for 6, you're going to struggle to come back from that. So, yeah, disappointing.
I mean, 185 to chase looked top end anyway, didn't it?
Yep, it did. We're hoping, you know, for a few less, 120, 130, I think it might have been different. But as I said, when, you know, even that would have been tough the way they bowled, I think, you know, got to give them a lot of credit. But it's a quick turnaround. We've got a huge game now next week. Yeah, we've got to dust ourselves down and try and, you know, get a positive result up in Birmingham.
Is that dressing room hurting at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's the support staff to try and, you know, as I said, dust them down and just keep them positive as they, you know, as can be. And as I said, we've got a massive game next week.
It started so well this morning, 3 wickets in the first 45 minutes, and it looked as though it was going to be almost a formality.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They bowled well, but that, as I said, that partnership just, you know, took the wind out of our sails a little bit. And the way they bowled when they came out was pretty outstanding.
I know the season, I know the team, it doesn't come down to an hour or an hour and a half at all, but it just seemed this afternoon that maybe the batting frailties which had been there, it almost seemed to sort of be condensed into one thing. It seemed to highlight, really, the inconsistencies, just in that hour period.
Yeah, no, we have been inconsistent. We've just had a chat about that now. You know, we've just got to, you know, everyone's got to have a, you know, good look at themselves in the mirror and try and find some answers and, you know, why we keep, and when we lose clumps of wickets, it, you know, it's 5 or 6, you know, quite often. So, you know, that's something that needs addressing. But, you know, it's up to the individuals now to dust themselves down again and, you know, get themselves right mentally more than anything for Monday.
Depending on what happens with Somerset this afternoon, their game with Surrey, you're either going to be 8 points ahead of Somerset or 13 points ahead of Somerset going into that last game at Warwickshire.
Yeah, as I said, we've got to go up there and, you know, we've got to get as many points as we can and try and win the game. That's what we'll be trying to do. I want to be just trying to get, you know, the 1 point ahead that we need or whatever. We've got to go and try and win the game and be positive and pick up as many points as we can.
Are you frustrated it's got to this point? Because Hampshire have, for one reason or another, scraped through the last 2 years, and yet here you are in a similar position. I mean, how has it come to this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, with the format this year, you know, 25% of the division goes down. It was always going to be a bun fight at the end of the year. We knew that. We're hoping we weren't going to be in it, but we're in it now. So I think it's pretty harsh as well. We've had a look back, probably one of the successful seasons we've had for a while. Haven't looked officially, but and we find ourselves in a relegation battle. I think it's a very harsh division. I think probably too harsh, if I'm honest. So, but we know that we're in that position, and we've got to get ourselves out of it, which we can do. You know, a few years back, I think it was Notts. We had to win to get promoted or something, or stay. Is that right? Yeah. And we did it. You know, I think the boys, when they need to turn up, it's we some way find, you know, a way to do it.